Hi, my name is Priya Dobra and this is my story. And you will wonder, why would you want to hear my story? I think you would want to hear my story because I was a fat person, a very fat person, for almost 2 decades. And I'm sure when you hear that, you will sit up and want to hear why I want to share my story with you today. And this is my first time, so please excuse the stammering or any hiccups. I will get better, I can assure you that. So I was born into a normal middle class family. We are 4 people in the family. I have a younger brother and everything was fine. I have no tormented childhood, nothing which triggered me into emotional eating. I was just a happy child and a fat child. Always not fat, but you know, I was never the lean types. So by class 7 or 8, I realized that I was not the lean type, and I could segregate myself in the group of girls who were, I was in a girls' school, by the way, in a convent, so you can understand how much you are observed closely by the other girls. So I was always in the girls who were like full and curvy and, you know, could lose weight. So it didn't bother me in school, it didn't bother me much because I was a studious child and I was busy studying and eating, because basically I'm a foodie in the head, in the heart, in the soul. Nothing makes me more happy than food. Good food, bad food, dirty food, fried food, weird food, food. But I don't live to eat, so I eat and live and I enjoy my food. So when I came to college, it was it became pretty evident that, you know, there were other people who were in shape and I was slightly out of shape. So that started that was the era, let's call that era, of baggy t-shirts. Because, and this is, I'm talking of 1993, 92. So yeah, that's how old I am. So it was like the era of baggy t-shirts, where you wore a big jhola kind of thing to hide anything you wanted to hide. There were these baggy shirts and baggy pants, you know, which were trending. So it was very convenient, just hide everything with there. So hiding became like a very major mission, you know, to hide things. And it made me comfortable. It made me feel ki nahi dikh raha hai, jab chupa diya to kaise dikh raha hai. So the college life passed like that, and I didn't put on so much weight, but I used to wear specs. So I was the geeky studious kid who was like not so studious in college like in school. So that passed, and then I started working. That's when the pressure really started, you know, when the appraisal came, and I was in the front office in a 5-star hotel. When the appraisal came, I got all A+, but the looks part was becoming worrying for HR. So that's how it really started dawning onto me that, you know, that I need to do something about the weight. But everybody in my family has always been full, nobody's been really lean, so I kept blaming my genes for that. And I worked on my hair, I started wearing lenses, so that was boosting my confidence to a certain degree. So then, and I'm sure a lot of you understand this, because we all have gone through stages where we hate the specs because it hides my beautiful eyes, or, you know, it hides my lovely skin. So when you get lenses, it's like, you know, what was I thinking all these years wearing these stupid specs? So the specs went and the hair got fixed. So that was okay, but the weight was not going. Then I got married. I was still working. I got married. I had my first kid. And then it just spiraled down. The weight just didn't stop going up, and the confidence started going down. I'm an intelligent person, so I knew my options at the back of my head. I knew I had to do something about it. But when you have a baby, nobody tells you that how stressful it is going to be. It is extremely, extremely stressful. You are suddenly expected to know everything overnight. and not to offend anybody, the father still gets the benefit of doubt that he will learn one day at a time. But because you're the mother, you are supposed to know why he's crying, why he's not crying, why he didn't do susu, why there is this rash, why is he hiccuping for so long, or her. So it just goes on and on, and the stress is too much to handle. And you get all these weird advices. Some of them are true too. To eat this, eat that. And you know, the first year with the baby, you just can't focus on yourself. So the weight started going up, and every size started going up, of jeans, of shoes, of undergarments, of the t-shirts. I was suddenly buying from the men's section because I was hitting like 70, 75 kgs, 80 kgs. I am not very tall. I'm 5'2", so it was looking even more prominent on me. My face looked horrible. I looked like a, you know, fried vada pav probably. So, yeah. So it was like, I remember for so many years, I never looked at myself in the mirror below the neck. I always used to somehow forget to look below the neck. I only used to look above the neck and fix my hair and, you know, try and ignore at the problem which was staring at me. So this is how time went on. And then the baby was a C-section, and also for the reason that I was very overly overweight, and they just couldn't try a normal delivery. So that added to many other medical problems. The weight went up, the BP went up, borderline diabetes they were suspecting. So everything was, health-wise, everything was going bad. I couldn't stand for more than 10-15 minutes. I was so tired all the time. This "so tired" became like the tagline of my life. You know, I'm so tired. So this is how the first year and a half went on. And after that, I was still working. I was always working. So was handling all the balls at one time, but not focusing on my health at all. Then I had my second baby, again C-section, and the doctor came and specifically told me ki agar marne ka shauk hai to ek aur kar lena, nahi to aage se mat aana, because he was so horrified with the weight again, and it was a difficult pregnancy and all. So that was one thing which really scared me. And by now my wardrobe was only full of kurtas and of scarves, of baggy sweaters, baggy jackets. So like kurtas, suddenly I realized that kurta is such a handy thing. You know, you can hide anything behind it. Buy them in every color, buy them in different textures, textiles, ethnic, modern, western, and you wear them and you are just hiding everything possible. So my wardrobe was full of all kinds of kurtas, all kinds of stoles. There were half jackets, full jackets, and I just felt comfortable wearing them. I was not wearing anything else. And after the second baby, again the weight went up. I used to feed the baby, and people in the family used to joke around that the cow is feeding the baby. I used to look that horrible. Horrible is not the word, it's just that I looked like somebody who was not bothered about her health, who was not bothered about how she's feeling inside, and it was really disgusting. You know, I really look back and think that what was I thinking? You know, at the end of the day, if you're unwell or if you're sick, nobody can share that sorrow with you. You have to go through it yourself. So that's how it started. And my brother is a very health conscious person, and he kept telling me that we have a history of diabetes, we have a history of high BP in the family. So if you don't do something about it, it's really going to come to your doorstep next. And he had been warning me for a long, long time about this, and he was starting to give up now. And he's the kind of person who doesn't give up quickly on somebody. And my mother was also getting worried because I had started looking fatter than her. And my children were kind of embarrassed because, yeah, I remember one incident. My daughter was in play group. And when I went to pick her up, the boys in her class joked that her mother is a baby elephant and she's come to pick her up. So my daughter was very embarrassed. So that's what it is, and I know the feeling. I know you wake up every day and you convince yourself that today I'm not going to have junk food, today I'm not going to have sugar, I'm going to throw away those chocolates I'm hiding at the back of my wardrobe, I'm not going to go down the street where my favorite mithai wala is there, or I will not have chips when I'm feeling low, or I will not have biscuits as if the world is going to end tomorrow. And by the evening, you give it all up. I know the feeling. So this is my story, and I will tell you what I did next to feel good, to literally give myself a makeover, and to believe in myself. And the reason I'm sharing this story with you today is because if I can do this, and I was the laziest person on this planet, then anybody can do this. So keep listening, and I will tell you how you can give yourself a makeover.